Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's Keys to the Game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the Keys to the Game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the Keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Alright, folks, this is the big one. The Patriots, 1-6, taking on the New York Jets, 2-5. Patriots are home dogs. They're getting 7 points. Last check, the total was 40.5. This game will be played 1 o'clock at Gillette Stadium. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. What a game this is going to be.
Out of all the teams in the AFC East, the Jets rank 5th in division titles. There's currently 4 teams in the division.
Colts were good.
They were.
Yeah.
Tony Boselli went 2-1 against the Jets in his Hall of Fame career, but Bruce Armstrong doesn't believe he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Don't really see how that fits.
Christian Ellis is 2 special teams tackles away from having 10 special teams tackles on the season. Mark Brunell ended his career with the Jets after a 17-year career where he spent 7 of them with teammate Tony Boselli, who Bruce Smith thinks should not be in the Hall of Fame. Former Jets quarterback Joe Namath isn't just the ultimate jock. He's also now been in over 150 television shows and specials. You might remember him as Joe Namath on The Brady Bunch. Joe Namath in Here's Lucy, Joe Namath in Married with Children, and Joe Namath in ALF.
Wow, he was on ALF.
The Jets had 7 sacks against the Patriots in their first matchup, but that's when the Pats had a literal statue as their quarterback. They've since changed quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Buddy the Elf's brother, Michael, wears a Wayne Krabet jersey in the movie ELF.
Wayne Corbett about to catch a stray here.
The Patriots are 18-4 against the Jets in Gillette Stadium and had won 14 in a row prior to last year.
House of horrors.
The Patriots were 37-10 against the Jets under Bill Belichick and are 37-46-1 under every other head coach.
Hmm.
When on the Jets, Brett Favre harassed a reporter.
Wasn't a good move by him.
Founded in 1959, the Jets have only made the playoffs 14 times in franchise history.
That sounds low.
Aaron Rodgers is most likely to throw a touchdown on 2nd down.
Clip that.
Aaron Rodgers is most likely to throw an interception on 3rd down.
Clip that.
And finally, Jones, neither team has a Derek, so if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find some this Sunday.
Man, no Derek's. That's a shame, though. Were there no Derek's last week as well?
There's no Derek's. We've had Derek's only in the Houston game. Patriots lost that game.
And it didn't go well last week for the Patriots.
0-1 against Derek's, 1-5 against no Derek's.
Something gotta give.
I'm gonna take Jets -7.
When you add it all up,
I'm adding it all up. Well, maybe you jump the math in my head.
Maybe you jump the gun though, Keith, because I do have one more that I want to add here.
All right,
since purchasing the New England Patriots in 1994, Robert Kraft's team has gone 45-18 against the New York Jets.
No.
What do you mean? What do you mean? No.
No.
It's a Jones key.
Keith's keys.
No,
it doesn't work the same.
What do you mean?
We end on the Derek's. We don't add whatever that was.
You know what?
Robert Kraft keys?
You don't want a Jones key?
No.
No, no Jones.
It's right out of the game notes.
No.
Look what it says on Twitch. Keys.
Probably mandated by Robert that note's in
alliteration.
There.
What, you didn't like the Christian Ellis one? That didn't knock you back?
He's almost a 10 special teams.
He almost has 10 special teams.
You know what? You know what people across New England now are going to do when they sit down and watch the game at 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Opening kickoff, they're like, come on.
Yes.
Two away.
Come on.
Cut it in half.
He can only do one at a time.
Who's Hunter Henry going to pass in 7th in receiving yards?
Yeah, where was that?
We'll tune in next week. Maybe you'll find out. That wasn't in my notes that I had.
Okay.
Wasn't in there.
All right, so the Jones key, we don't want.
No.
You know, Jones key's not a thing?
No.
I'll get a better one next
week. It's not going to work.
I'll get a better one. No. Look, a lot of people give suggestions and insight on the game.
Yeah.
No one gives you the insight like Keith.
That's right.
Each and every Friday leading
up. I think
we've
nailed it so far this year.
Yeah. I mean, that.
And by the way,
that Derek Edge?
Yeah. The Derek's is significant.
I mean, that's insight you only get here.
Also, I've already done two keys to the Jets. So, truth be told, I burned through a lot of the good ones week three. I absolutely napalmed the list week three.
I can't wait to hear the second Dolphins game.
It's going to be trouble. Just like other like whale facts. Like, it's not even Dolphins anymore. God, I'm scrambling. I gave you all the good Dolphins. Yeah, that's true. Dolphins.
Yeah, you should have mixed
the Bills. It's like, isn't the Bills twice in like 3 weeks or whatever?
Oh,
later?
Yeah, it's going to be real tight.
Rough.
Yeah.
You have to save some for the second week.
Yeah. Could have mixed in a Boeing joke. That would have been very newsy and topical.
Next time.
Could have done that. Yeah, maybe next time.
I know.
Okay, well, that's the keys there. Keys,
they don't
keys.
Even play in New York
every Friday.